Hey guys, it's Chris here. Wanted to let you know that today's episode is powered by mybookie.ag. You go on over to mybookie.ag and put in the promo code TARPSOFFSEASON. That's S-Z-N or S-Z-N if you're in Canada, but it's not about the Z's. It's all about the cheese. We will give you a 100% deposit bonus on every dollar you deposit up to $1,000. You put in 20, you'll get 40. You put in 40, you'll get 80. You put in $69, you'll get $138. You don't just have to bet hockey. You can bet the NFL, MLB, NBA, presidential election, hot dog eating contests, you name it. You can bet it. And we're going to give you a 100% deposit bonus at mybookie.ag when you hit tarps off season, S-Z-N. That's tarps off season, S-Z-N. Now let's get to the episode.
This is Jerome McGinley, and you're listening to Get the Puck Out.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Welcome back.
Oh, yeah, man, how you doing?
Come on,
you good?
Come on.
I know you like that.
All right, guys, welcome to another episode of Get the Puck Out. Today is a really real special episode. We got my man Nick Germano here with us. Tarps Off Hockey's Nick Germano. You guys probably noticed he went away for a bit. There was like a massive behind-the-scenes dust-up fight between him and Jimmy the Prince, the VP. we're here. We're good. We're going to talk about that a little bit. We're going to talk about the Western and Eastern Conference Finals and get into some trade news and whatever else is going on out there. But, Nicky, what's going on, buddy?
Yeah, nothing much, Chris. Definitely glad to be back. Definitely a lot of mix-up happening behind the scenes. I'm sure no one really knew about, but definitely ate me up for a couple of weeks. I was really upset. It was just a little tempers flared, to say. I mean, like, in basic terms.
And you know what? To be honest, from an outsider standpoint, and I just stepped back. I told you, fucking cool it. Everybody cool it for a little bit. Let's take a few. Like, because me, I would rather have everybody at their calmest to work something down. But, yeah, we had a situation where Nick had possibly said something about something. And then it had come back to him to be like, well, don't say that if you said this. Nick didn't think he said it. He had said it. And then, your last name's Germano. If your last name ends with a vowel, you're going to fucking flip out when someone's coming at you. And Nicky flipped out. And so we just put everything on a coolet for a little bit. And here we are.
That was my Italian blood kicking in.
Man. And I know what it's like. So that's why I was like, you know what? We're just going to all take a couple weeks, because I don't just call in a couple hours, a couple days.
And it was definitely the right call. It was the right call. I noticed. I needed like a week or two to calm down. I took a break off Twitter. You'd even notice I was on Sportscaster when this all really unfolded. I was actually streaming. I think it was the Hurricanes. I forget if they were playing the Bruins or I think they were playing the Bruins at the time. I was streaming the Hurricanes. Like, this is all unfolding on my phone, and I was trying to like stay calm and like keep on commentating the game.
It went too far. And like, you know what, from being myself, McLovin, Bugsy, like, we didn't give a fuck. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we didn't care. It was just like such a thing that got, I'll say it. It got overblown for sure. Yeah. I mean, regardless if you were wrong or right, it shouldn't have even got to there, but it did. But there were some things that had happened kind of before between the two of you guys that I think like you had felt he was extra hard.
It felt personal at the time.
And it still could feel personal. And I think that maybe it wouldn't be a misguided feeling, but it was just one of those situations where I had happened, and we ain't going to go this deep on the podcast, but I had like a big situation happen within my personal life that day. And then it was like all that was being thrown at me, and you were calling me and he was calling me, and I was just like, boys, I don't have the fucking time to even talk about this today. So I shut it down. But you know what? That was for the best, man. Like, time and space is never a bad thing in any situation. No. And there's really not much that like just taking a little time and cooling off like can't fix. If everybody just took some time and cooled off on certain situations, the world would be like a much calmer place. And I know that from experience of being a guy who goes off the fucking handle like you did that day. Like when I was your age, I would have went off the handle even more. I would have been threatening people's lives. I was nuts.
I'm not that deep.
I would have been at that age. That was fucking crazy. I would have been going off the handle. So, you know what? It's funny.
I think that was definitely a good call. It felt it felt personal at the time, but now, like I said, now, like it's all clearly in the past. I'm not really one to hold grudges or anything.
No,
just happy to be back and doing what I enjoy. Like, I really miss the boys.
I run things too is like we do everything by committee. I'm the boss, so if I decide something and McLovin or Bugsy or whatever doesn't like it, too fucking bad. But I will run it by them, and I'll always take what they say into consideration. And when I brought the idea of like, okay, we're gonna bring Germano back in now, I think his time's up. It's been cooled. Like Bugsy was super happy.
Timeout's over.
Happy. Jack was happy, and he didn't even know. Yeah. He doesn't even hardly know you. But he was happy in the sense that he's like, of all the articles that were on the website, he's the best writer out of anybody. So yeah. Like,
I mean, that means a lot. It does.
So we
I take pride in what I
that.
Do. So
yeah, and your work.
The thing I felt like my pride was kind of being attacked too, and I'm like, it just felt very personal with me and Jimmy. And I mean, like I said before, like I know it's all over now. I'm like, we're probably both over it at this point.
But yeah.
At the time, definitely. I'm just glad to be back doing what I love. I've gone through many sites in my time as a writer. I've only been writing for 3 years. I just said it as a joke in high school, and now I'm here. And it's something I really love to do. I mean, I don't know what I can ever do with it in the future, but I think I found a home here with you boys.
Yeah, definitely, and, man. Definitely. And there's
I'm definitely
a lot
happy to be back. The break was needed, but I'm ready to get back doing what I enjoy and
that's
balancing
right.
school and everything else. And yeah.
Yeah, buddy, that's right. So we got the Western Conference Final and the Eastern Conference Final underway. Last time we spoke with you guys, I believe the Lightning were up 2-1 in the series. They played yesterday afternoon. Tampa Bay won again. It's 4-1 Tampa Bay in the series. 3-1,
yeah.
Not 4-1. The score was 4-1. It's 3-1 Tampa Bay in the series. They looked, you know what? I said this, probably after that first game one ass beating. It reminded me a ton of last year's conference final. Surprise team, powerhouse team, comes out and just absolutely beats the living shit out of the other team. And I feel bad for the Islanders, but they can't hang with Tampa. I don't know if anyone's going to be able to. And then the Dallas Stars and the Vegas Golden Knights are playing tonight. And that's a 3-1 Dallas series lead. For some reason, I thought
I wasn't expecting that at all. I wasn't expecting that in the slightest.
No, it's crazy, man. The Dallas Stars play the most boring brand of hockey you've ever seen. The games are so boring. I mean, Bugsy is just in his glory right now because
he must be eating
honestly,
it up.
Oh, he's eating it up. He's having the time of his life right now. I did not expect them. But you know what's funny?
No one did.
Since like round two, Jack has been so pro. He took Dallas in six in this series. Like really? He thinks that Dallas has the best defense in the NHL and play that boring style. And he thinks they're going to win it all. Not only does he think that, he thinks they're going to be able to get through Tampa. Like if we look at the things, the way they are right now, it's certainly looking like that'll be the matchup. I mean, I would never count Vegas out. I'm counting out the Islanders. No. The Islanders are dead.
I'm counting out the Islanders too. I think we've never seen the Lightning this well-rounded before, and they're missing one of their best forwards in Steven Stamkos too. Yeah. I think the Islanders came into this series. That was their first challenge, and the Flyers are a very good team, but they still aren't where they need to be. They're give them a couple more years at this point, let Carter Hart develop a little more. And when they played the Capitals just had no – they were clearly not there. I don't think they really had a real challenge yet until they faced this Lightning team. And every team the Lightning's faced, they've dealt with like comfortably. And I don't think the Islanders are necessarily ready for this challenge. Nor is any team potentially. I don't know. Everyone always makes fun of the Lightning for not being able to finish a job. We give Kyle a ton of shit.
Yeah.
But it's I mean,
I think this year might be different.
It would be this year, I think, for the Lightning. I just can't.
They come in waves, man. That team is crazy. They have just.
Oh my God! Well, they beat them 8-2 to start off. Like that was a crazy.
Yeah,
like,
talk about
planting
a seed of doubt right off the.
After just beating the Flyers like that, like, and then they get absolutely get an ass whooping like that. Like, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, man, it's been insane. Another thing that's been insane is with the flat cap coming this year. The NHL trade market just doesn't seem to be cooling down. There's talks ongoing all over the league. People are trying to work out not only just small deals, but there are blockbuster deals being tabled right now. A couple small ones did go down, though, this week. Joel Edmondson, upcoming unrestricted free agent for the Carolina Hurricanes, was shipped to the Montreal Canadiens. A lot of people expect him to end up signing there, which I think would be a great little pickup for the Montreal Canadiens. I think that Joel Edmondson brings a lot of playoff experience, and he's a great bottom six guy. And it's an area of the ice where the Montreal Canadiens, you know, need to improve to give Carey Price a better chance after a pretty impressive showing this playoffs from
Yeah.
I mean,
they played very well.
They played very well, man. There was nothing for them to
for a team that wasn't supposed to play well, they played very well.
They played very well. And, you know, you see Nick Suzuki and what's the other kid? Kokkinemi really come into their own.
Oh, yeah.
And now they're saying that Danault could be moved to their third line center. So, or Max Domi. Max Domi could even be on the move from Montreal.
They were, yeah. Well, he might be. He's on the Bruins' eyes a little bit, aren't they? I've seen his name a lot in Bruins' Twitter.
I mean, a lot of people want him to make that happen. I mean, I think Max would be a good Bruin, but I don't necessarily believe. It's not that I don't believe in him. It's just I don't think he's like a difference maker. I think that team in particular, the Bruins,
more his father
needs a difference maker. Yeah. They need someone, you know, to really shore up that secondary scoring. I don't know if that will necessarily be the thing that does it, but certainly, man. The trade rumors are aplenty right now. The Edmonton Oilers are trying to figure out which route they're going to go in goal. Braden Holtby as a free agent makes a ton of sense, obviously.
I would love that.
And I think he's from Edmonton as well, which is great. But there are other options out there that they're exploring, including Darcy Kemper, who is on the trade block in Arizona after they got – they're going to go into a full-fledged rebuild after Chyka is out of town now. And you know what? They're a team that even though there's a cap, they're going to have an internal cap just to survive without having any sort of arena revenue or anything like that. So that's a team that's going to be, you know, Oliver Ekman-Larsson's another name. Darcy Kemper, names that could be getting moved out of Arizona.
Taylor Hall's on his way out, too,
Hall will be leaving in free agency. Yeah, I mean, I wonder where Taylor Hall ends up. That would be an interesting spot for the Boston.
I don't know. I've been looking at him. I've been doing a little bit of research for those articles I'm writing up. I don't know. San Jose would be kind of a good fit for him, I feel like. I haven't really came to much of a conclusion yet, but they're on the hunt. They got some space to move.
That might not be a bad idea. I mean, you got the Avalanche. They got a ton of cap space.
They need to try and move some of these contracts. They have a lot of hefty contracts in San Jose, but they have the talent, 5,000,000%. Their talent's off the deep end. It's crazy. So
they should be playing better. They need a goalie, though, first and foremost. If I were
Martin Jones has got to get out of there. That contract's awful.
That's a terrible contract.
He's making like $6 million.
Yeah. If I'm the San Jose Sharks, I buy him out and then just pick up one of these goalies that's out there. Darcy Kemper's out there. Matt Murray in Pittsburgh is out there for sure.
He'd be great.
You know, Anton Hudobin coming into free agency after the playoffs.
He's going to get a big payday.
He might get a good short-term deal. I mean, I know he's, 35 years old, but he's got to get some sort of money.
He'll get a big raise.
You know, Robin Lehner could be on the market, but there are reports out there saying that Lehner has actually verbally agreed to a 5-year, $25 million extension, but nothing
signed
yet. That's what I've been told that, and a lot of people, I've seen it on Twitter too, but I heard that like, you know, early in the start of the playoffs, like early August. And then when people were like, why do they keep going with Lehner? And it was like, because I think they got something worked out with Lehner. And I wonder if Marc-Andre Fleury could be a name that gets moved, but he has a pretty hefty cap number.
Maybe in the expansion draft, even. Who knows?
Yeah, if they hang on to both goalies.
Expansion draft team.
Yeah, kind of what Montreal's going to do and have a ton of cap tied up in their goaltending next year. Because things I've heard, they're going to keep Jake Allen.
I don't know why they would trade for him otherwise.
Give Carey Price some viable some rest that he desperately
needs. He deserves a true chance at the cup. He hasn't really had it.
Oh, I feel so bad for Carey Price, man, because he's like just the every year the players say he's the best goalie, and it's people are like, his stats aren't good. It's like because his defense and team in front
he's
of
on
him.
The, he's playing on the shittiest team.
Yeah, he's a great fit. He's like really good. Look at the Pittsburgh Penguins. They couldn't solve him. He's just one of those goalies. I know the Flyers ended up beating them, but he was one of those. Yeah. He's one of those goalies that
I'll always hate the Canadians. But
yeah, me too. I can't.
As an old goalie, you have to appreciate how unreal Carey Price has been for such a long time.
Yeah, man. Exactly.
You want to see that guy get a chance at the cup. That's good for hockey in general.
Absolutely, man. And I think that Mark Bergevin could start to be finally getting it right. They've built some good pieces up.
Yeah.
Now. They need to continue. Who would have thought? And exactly like you said, who would have thought? Not me. Not me. No, that Paul Rudd thing. Hey, look at us. Who would have thought?
Look at us.
Not me.
Literally, look at us.
Yeah, look at us. That's hilarious. So you know what, man? I think that, honestly, and I want to bring this up in the beginning of the playoffs, you know, the blue check mark fucking writers in hockey were all lecturing us. I can't believe they're going to play. You're putting all the players' lives in danger. No positive COVID test in the bubble at all. And we're sitting here, you know.
Hockey players do it right.
Yeah, the NHL does it right always. And what a job. I think that I, you know, I've watched all the sports and I'm not just a hockey fan. I love football. I like basketball. I shouldn't say I love basketball. I like basketball. I love soccer. I'm a big soccer, English Premiership soccer guy.
Like, I'm a Prem guy too. I love the Prem.
I live and breathe that shit. That's one of the best leagues going. And it
just started back up.
Yeah, it just started back up. But I will say this. Hockey has brought the best bubble product. Like, oh, it's the one that it doesn't feel weird when you're watching a game. Like, when I watch basketball, it feels weird. And, like, you see these, like, cardboard cutouts and shit. It's weird. Like, just the way that they covered, like, the seats and that. It just, like, I don't know. And, like, the pumped-in crowd noise and having, like, teams fans from, like, zoom in and shit like that. I don't know. I just think the NHL has done such a fucking bang-up job with this entire fucking postseason, man. I mean, hats off. I mean, everybody loves to boo Gary Bettman. When Gary Bettman hands out the Stanley Cup, I'll be fucking applauding.
I'll be clapping for him. Everyone should be clapping for that guy. I hate Gary Bettman. Like, I genuinely can't stand Gary Bettman, but there's no denying the fact that this season would not have happened if he didn't orchestrate this the way he did. So
yeah, man, and
he definitely deserves it.
Until everybody hears what they got in store for the regular season, there's gonna be it's gonna be a bubble sort of season, but there's gonna be like a rotation, hopefully, as long as all this COVID bullshit.
Yeah, it'll be. Vaccine should be out soon, hopefully. So hopefully that can help a little bit, but I don't think we have a regular start to the next season whatsoever.
It'll be interesting to see what they do. I know the owners were dying for December 1st. I've heard January 1st. We'll see. One thing I got to say.
No Winter Classic.
No, man. No, definitely not. Kucherov and Braden Point lead the playoffs alongside Nate MacKinnon still with 25 points. Kucherov and Braden Point have just been absolutely unbelievable.
Who do you give the Conn Smythe to right now, Chris?
Right now, the Conn Smythe
would be between
Kucherov. It would be between Anton Hudobin, probably.
That's what I'm thinking.
And Miro Heiskanen has been unbelievable for the Dallas Stars. 22 points this playoffs, playing great in his own end of the ice. I can't stress how great Miro Heiskanen has been.
Oh, no, Miro Heiskanen's unreal. But I would even argue Braden Point over Kucherov. I don't know what your thoughts are on that.
Yeah. Like,
I just feel like behind
Heiskanen is fourth
numbers.
In playoff scoring right now. And he's a defenseman.
Yeah, that's nuts. Who would have ever thought? I know.
You got to put Miro Heiskanen in the conversation. And then, like, if for some reason Vegas pulls off this immaculate comeback and beats out Dallas, I have a feeling that it would be widely because of the play of Shea Theodore. So, like, if Vegas makes a comeback, I would give Shea Theodore a chance at the Conn Smythe as well.
I'm sure Bruins fans are salty looking at Riley Smith absolutely tear it up too in Vegas. I don't know if you've been watching Vegas.
He's been
amazing.
Good. Yeah, he's been like, good since my God. Then. And, like, you know what? Exactly. You look at a team that has zero secondary scoring. And you know what's funny, man? I don't like talking about the Bruins all the time on this because then I get flack and people are like, oh, you talk about the Bruins a lot.
That's my fault.
I don't even blame you for this. And I want to say it because you look at the Tampa Bay Lightning and it's funny just the delusion that Bruins fans have. And even some that I respect being like, yeah, you know, let Krug walk and then we'll have 79 and 79 and 75 be a pair next year, which is Connor Clifton and Jeremy Lozon.
Yeah.
It's like, when are you guys going to realize that Lozon, Clifton, I'm going to go right through a list here. Jeremy Lozon, Connor Clifton, Chris Wagner, Joachim Nordstrom. Let's talk about Bjork. Let's talk about Nick Ritchie and all these players wouldn't even make the Tampa Bay Lightning roster.
No.
They wouldn't even be on the team. And there's people out there arguing that Boston's not even that far away and that they don't need any major changes. Like, are you kidding me? They have like 7 or 8 guys in their roster that wouldn't even crack Tampa's fucking lineup. So to tell me that they're close. I think they've realized it too. And I think that Boston's going to be one of those teams that you see get active this year. I think Torrey Krug's time in Boston.
They have no choice.
I've heard that they are looking into moving defensive options. You saw Fluto Shazawov, the Athletic, bring up the fact that they could even look to move Brandon Carlo. No one is off the table if it means bringing
in. Everyone's got a price.
Everybody has a price, man, and I think they're realizing that this is kind of like the 2015 year, except for it doesn't need to be a rebuild, but certainly there's some guys within that locker room that
they're either all in or they're not. You gotta
pick a direction.
This core's only got so much longer. You gotta make a decision.
Yeah, and if you don't think that they can win again, you gotta start selling guys off, and that's running a franchise, man, and those are the uncomfortable decisions that you gotta make. You saw what the Ottawa Senators did. And they're a disaster of a franchise. Their owner, Eugene Melnyk. The NHL had to step in because he was still cutting player salaries, even though they're back to making revenue. Even though they're not in the playoffs, they still get revenue from
him. He's a scumbag.
He's such a scumbag fuck. And at deanblundell.com, when I was there, they had called him out for being a scumbag, and like he just threatened to fucking sue them right away. Like there was a letter like within a week of the article being written. So his legal team's always out there making sure that nobody writes negative stuff about him. But Eugene Melnyk is a fucking prick, man. He's a prick. But you know what, buddy? We got hockey on the docket tonight. Vegas Golden Knights are trying to stave off elimination. It'll be interesting to see the guy. I mean, I imagine they're going to go to Robin Lehner. He's been their guy the whole time. But I know that there's a bunch of diehard Golden Knight fans that hate seeing what's happening to Marc-Andre Fleury. If I'm Pete DeBoer, I'd put Marc-Andre Fleury in the net tonight. And
I'm a big Flower guy, too.
And let the Flower fucking handle shit. Because if there's one thing that the three guarantees in life, it's death, taxes, and Flower throwing dick in the playoffs. I would throw him in 100%.
Do you think Vegas wins tonight?
Yes, I do. I'm taking the Vegas Golden Knights tonight to stay alive because I think that then tomorrow it'll be a good night, Jim Kite, for the Islanders. So I'm taking the Vegas Golden Knights to stay alive today. Yeah. But, buddy, thanks for dropping by. Glad everything got all cleared up. And, you're back in the fold. It's not that you were out of the fold. There's more just like a little breathing fold. Yeah. But it's good to be podding again. Can't wait to see which articles you throw up on over at tartsoffhockey.net. I want to let everybody know that if you are into any sort of in-game gambling, you can go over to mybookie.ag and fire in the promo code tartsoffseason. That's SZN at the end to get a 100% deposit bonus. If you put in 20, you'll get 40. You put in $69, you'll get $138. And if you put in 80, you'll get 160. We're going to give you 100% deposit bonus on every dollar at mybookie.ag, promo code tarps off season. Nick, let everybody know where they can find you before you leave.
Find me on Twitter at Nick C. Germano, Instagram at Nick Germano. I got to work on getting that Twitter handle. But you can find me there. Find me on Tarps Off Hockey. Got some articles coming out soon. Just going to get back into the swing of things. I'm wicked excited. I'd say that's about it.
That's wicked awesome, buddy. And I am Chris Mancuso. You guys can find me on Twitter at C Mancuso, MANCUSO 9797, or right on tarpsoffhockey.net. Guys, thanks for joining us for Get the Puck Out. Nicky, thanks for coming by, buddy.
Thank you, bud.